You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on the Buzz of the North, WBZH. I'm Joel Carney, and here's some information on what's going on in the Hayward area today. All right, and more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up. Joel Carnick here, and we're talking Hayward weather. It's a week-long series here right at this time at 7:22 or so. And we've got meteorologist Brittany Merlot back with us again for a second big day. And Brittany, we talked yesterday, touched a little bit about the severe weather part of it. And I got a theory about that I'll share with you in a second. But let's talk about the biggest severe weather risk that we have in the Hayward area. There's some obvious ones, but I want to hear from you on some potential severe weather risk and what we're at the highest risk of.
Sure, absolutely. So there's a couple of things. Obviously, we get all sorts of weather here, but one of the bigger things, there's two things that I'm really concerned about, is the flooding risk in the area and then damaging wind events, especially because we're in the woods. We've got a lot of trees that can come tumbling down, and that is dangerous. Yeah. So between damaging wind events and flooding, that's any kind of thunderstorm rolling through. It doesn't have to be severe, really, necessarily. If it packs enough rain, it's going to do some damage to the area. And of course, you know, if it's got strong enough winds, it's going to do much more damage than other areas of the state, because we've just got so many trees and so many things.
Yeah. And not just the event itself, Brittany, but so many people up here have been injured or lost lives after the storm is gone and they go back out and there's power lines and stuff like that. So because of all those trees and stuff, it's unlike the flat areas of the country where you can like, well, I can see what's going on here. That afterstorm risk is pretty high up here too, I would guess, right?
Absolutely. I mean, from flooding to the water table going into some of the drinking water we've had issues with in that area, we've also seen, you know, like you said, the severe storms. And afterwards, are you prepared to walk into the damage? I mean, you need some good, sturdy shoes. You need the equipment to be able to maneuver and get around and help clean up and get out of where you took shelter. Even if you're out camping too, right? We have a lot of visitors in the area as well. If you think about that, they don't know what's going on. And if you're in a tent, where are you taking shelter? So these are all huge risks. And I also did my thesis for my master's degree on the Northwoods and the area and being surprised by severe weather. Like, do you have cell phone service in the middle of the woods, right?
Right.
What do you do if it's coming at you and you're in the wilderness? And, you know, I kind of did some research and stuff, and go to the water, have the wind hit you in the face, have that water hit you in the face, because you'd rather have that than a tree.
Yeah, good point. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is with us here on the Buzz of the North. We're talking weather all week long on this segment here. Talk a little bit about how severe weather tracks. We see the radar come across the Dakotas and come across Minnesota, crosses the Mississippi, and here it comes into northern Wisconsin. And it always does weird stuff. It'll split off here and there. So, I mean, what do we know what makes storms do what they do? We see that red line coming at us, and all of a sudden, poof, it's gone. I mean, strange things happen when that stuff is tracking west to east.
Yes, it sure does. I mean, and it does depend on the conditions, the atmosphere, what's going on, which way is it coming from? Is this a front, or is this the low pressure itself? Is this an area of disturbance coming at us? And so they all react differently, but one thing you want to know is obviously they're moving from west to east for a good chunk of it. Sometimes the systems will lift from south to the north. Just the other week, we had a backdoor cold front that moved from the north down to the south. So they can do some crazy things, but it's all with the major weather patterns, what is hitting us. And if you're going to get a line coming at you, pay attention to the top and the bottom of those lines. That's where usually some embedded tornadoes, a lot of things start to act weird and go crazy, kind of like you're saying. Or if the storms are out ahead of the main line, those are usually the scarier ones too.
Just the fact that we got you to say the phrase backdoor cold front makes me laugh. So that's I like that.
Good job.
So does the national, I've been meaning to ask this to a meteorologist for a while, does the national forest affect a storm when it's coming through? Because it seems like sometimes the storms come through and I see it come through the Shawamigan or whatever national forest and it just kind of splits or breaks. Is what on the ground, what's on the ground, like trees and stuff, does that affect how a system moves sometimes too? Or
yes, it can. Not every time. I mean, obviously, if this is a big storm, it doesn't matter what it's going through. But say it's a smaller one or it can be affected. The woods in the forest is basically cooler. It's not as, how do I put it? It's not good fuel for the storms in a sense. Rather, if you put it over a city where that urban heat island is creating all this warmth from the concrete and the black buildings or whatever's out there and the roofs, you're going to have a warmer air mass in that city versus the woods is cooler, not as hot.
Yeah, so go perch in the middle of the Shawamigan Nicolet National Forest, you're saying, right?
Yep, I've done it.
Yeah, it's one of, part of the treasure of the Northwoods here is we have so many factors that blend into the weather. What's a quick question for you? Biggest piece of hail that you've ever seen in your life, Brittany?
Ooh, that was probably about a ping pong ball size hail. But it was down in Texas where everything is bigger in Texas. I have not seen anything that big in Wisconsin in person, but I know you've got it.
Yeah, baseball, softball, I guess I've seen social media posts of that. And that's that's just put a helmet on, for gosh sakes. I mean, that could do some damage, yeah. Right?
Oh, 100%. That is scary, scary stuff. Honestly, I'm a storm chaser too, right? And I've been stuck between a tornado and baseball-size hail, and the hail is actually scarier because one time you get hit with that.
More with Brittany coming up tomorrow. It's a week-long segment talking about the weather here on the Buzz of the North. You've been listening to the WBZH Local Report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date on everything going on in the Hayward area, head over to our website at WBZH.fm. and subscribe to our newsletter. Coming up after local news and information, my colleague Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Joel Carney. This is The Buzz of the North. It's 729.
What are you doing out there?
Come on!
I saw you at the game the other night. Yeah, you, up there getting mad, acting like we're all out there making a million a game. Well, let me be real with you. This isn't the pros. It's school sports, and it's a game, our game. So please, let us play.
School sports fans, remember, when you cheer for your team, make noise for the right reasons. This message presented by the NFHS and the NIAAA.
And all student athletes in Wisconsin.